God is calling you. The last call. As Prophet Noah warned people in his time of the forthcoming flood, and Prophet Jonah warned the people of Nineveh of the coming disaster to their city, this is a warning from the Prophet of God, Maitreya, to humanity of the imminent disasters predicted to come at the end time. At the time of Noah, people did not listen to the warning of the Prophet, and they bear the consequence of their decision. At the time of Jonah, people listened to the warning, and the disaster which was predicted to come to them was stopped. This is the way of God. He surely gives humanity plenty of warning and opportunity to avert the disasters coming to them, which is the result of their own doing, going against the laws of the universe. God again is sending this letter to you, humanity, as the warning for our time. It is written to the leaders, those who can make a difference, or anyone who is interested to heed and help to divert the events predicted to come. We hope, as the people at the time of Jonah listened to the prophet, this time humanity will also heed this call, and so we will avert the prophesied disasters at this end time. The choice is yours. These periods of disasters are to purify humanity and guide them to the path of God. These periods of purifications are even more intense at the time of the manifestation of the major prophets. These major prophets are prophesied to come, and they come with clear signs as the chosen prophet. They are the founders of the major religions on earth. In the past, these prophets have sent warnings to humanity and invited them to return to God. Prophet Muhammad and Baha'u'llah sent letters to leaders of the world to make them aware of a new prophet from God on earth. This letter is also to inform you that God has sent a new prophet and revelation to man, a revelation that he has promised, prophesied, would come at the end time. For the last 12,000 years, God has been sending the prophets and major manifestations to humanity with a definite plan, a plan that has been hidden from everyone, even from the great prophets like Prophet Daniel, Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. What will happen in the final days has been predicted to be terrible and dreadful. This letter is to inform you that we are in the final stage, end time. There is a definite logic behind human history. Indeed, history, his story, has been guided to this point, and now is the time for humanity to know what it is. The mystery has now been revealed. The very base of this final revelation reveals that each major religion on earth has a specific message. Only when these separated messages are realized and put together will the path to God and the kingdom on earth be revealed. This path is called the eternal divine path. So, not only are the major religions on earth not contradictory, but in fact, they are complementary. The miracle of this revelation is this amazing message of unification of God's revelations. This is the last revelation to man, so this call is the last call of God to humanity. This last call is for all to come together and be unified under His banner of truth and unity. That, indeed, there is only one God, and all religions have come from Him. There is no separation between religions, and there is only one God for the whole of humanity. Understanding how each of the world's religions have come in perfect order and how each have an important part, message, for mankind, is now revealed to man. All these are done so man knows that there is a purpose for this creation, and the way to fulfill this purpose is the eternal divine path. By following the eternal divine path, the communities of light can be created, and the communities of light are the base for the kingdom of heaven on earth. This is a call to you to come and join me, Maitreya, as the messenger of God with a new understanding of God's work. God has prophesied and promised many things all through history, and He has fulfilled them, as explained in this revelation. He also prophesied the coming of this revelation at the end time, which will clear all confusion and reveals the mystery of God as His last revelation. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. King James Version. Indeed, this is the seventh angel calling you. Recognize this and join me, or resist it, and the consequence of the resistance will be what God predicted to come at the end time. If man will not answer this call, as they did not listen to Noah, there is no escape, and the destiny of man has already been set. God also has revealed. Revelation chapter 5, verse 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. King James Version. Indeed, this is the revealer of the seven seals who is calling you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Maitreya, who is also a Sayyid from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad. You might not believe these claims at this time, but read the revelation and the credentials God has provided, and you shall believe. It has been predicted that after the opening of the seven seals, which is this revelation, there will be a period of silence or pause, a chance for humanity to respond to this call. And then comes the day that Babylon the Great, egotistical ways, will fall. The groundwork for this to happen is set, and we are going toward that day fast. It is after this great fall that the coming of the kingdom is predicted and will be accelerated. So we are in between the time that this revelation was foretold to come and the fall of Babylon the Great. As the people of Nineveh averted the disasters from happening to them, we also can stop this prediction if we see these truths and come together. Those who will not heed this call have no right to blame God for what is coming to them, as predicted in the scriptures. He indeed has sent a prophet with clear signs and revelation, a book full of truth and guidance, the light that will bring peace on earth. With this letter, the final call to all the influential people and all humanity is given, and they are asked to turn around and face God, be baptized. The call to all leaders. It is the duty and responsibility of all leaders on earth that they take advantage of this last chance to respond to this call and guide their own people as God wanted them to. They must act now and help create communities of light across their nation and create a proper environment for all, so they, people, can, in turn, answer this last call from God. As a leader, it is the responsibility God is asking from you to create the kingdom of God on earth. Our work is not to bring war and destruction, but peace. It is man who will bring these destructions upon themselves. This warning is not a threat from us. If you believe in God, He has already prophesied in all major religions that these events will happen. If you read our teachings, you will see that God has promised many things in the past, and He has fulfilled them. He also promised, "This shall come true," and so it shall. It is humanity who will bring these destructions to themselves. We are here to educate, guide, and warn. So do not be afraid of this letter as a threat to anyone, but as a warning of the events that will shake humanity to their core and make them realize that God has prophesied these things will come true, and what we have revealed is the truth. Then man might, eventually, know that there is a God, and He is indeed in charge and is guiding the universe toward its goal. This universe was created for a definite purpose, and God will guide it to its final destiny. He is the one who will bring this awareness to man. If this call is not answered, we will wait patiently until humanity sees these truths. Then all who will remain will come together, and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God is the King, the guiding light. M.